And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 3rd of November, 2014. It's the birthday of the humorist Jill Queenan, born Philadelphia, 1950. Worked loading trucks and selling tennis rackets, and then sat down one day and wrote an essay called 10 Things I Hate About Public Relations, sent it off to the Wall Street Journal, and they published it. And he went on to make a career for himself as a freelance writer. His books include Balsamic Dreams, A Short But Selfish History of the Baby Boomer Generation. Jill Queenan's advice to young writers is don't write until you're 25. Don't write for the high school yearbook. Don't write for the college literary magazine. Don't write that stuff. You never had any experiences. You don't know anything. Just shut up. It's the birthday of the playwright Terrence McNally, St. Petersburg, Florida, 1939. Supported himself working in radio for a time. He said, I guess it hadn't occurred to me that to be a playwright, you had to write plays. I thought you could be a playwright and sulk. And one day he realized that if he didn't write plays, he'd be remembered as somebody on the radio. So he got to work, and he wrote Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune. 1987, a romance between a middle-aged waitress and a short-order cook who work at a cafe together. It was a big hit, made into a movie. His latest play, Mothers and Sons, opened on Broadway earlier this year. It's the anniversary of the founding of the newspaper with the highest circulation of any English-language newspaper in the world, and that's the Times of India, founded on this day in 1838. And it's the birthday of the photographer Walker Evans, St. Louis, 1903, wanted to be a writer. When he was 22 years old, went to Paris for a year, hung out at Sylvia Beach's bookstore, Shakespeare and Company, but he was too scared to meet James Joyce, though Sylvia Beach offered to introduce him to Joyce. He walked around Paris taking pictures with a camera, came back to New York City, and kept on. He said, I was photographing against the style of the time, against beauty photography, against art photography, taking pictures of the down and out, city streets, religion, the movies. Here's a poem for today by Jeannie Greensfelder entitled First Love. My first boyfriend was my second choice. Beth got Jerry Jensen. So I got Billy James, whose jaw hung, his tongue showing. I looked down on Billy. Girls were taller in seventh grade. I wore his ID bracelet and a motorcycle cap with his initials. When we hugged, he smelled like ivory soap, his cheeks smooth and soft, a Norman Rockwell boy. Walking me home from school, he carried my books and looked forward to a kiss at my door. I knew he was trustworthy and true, reliably mine. But Billy didn't know me. I'd met a tall guy who drove a Ford. His cheeks were sandpaper rough, and he French kissed. And on this day, on my front porch, when Billy handed me my books, I handed him his ID bracelet, and watched his face redden, his eyes tear, hurt, bursting his seams. We both cried, soap opera style, and Billy ran home. In my room, I draped myself over my bed like an actress far away from home, pained and in love with drama. First Love by Jeannie Greensfelder from Biting the Apple, published by Penciled In Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.